What's up, guys? This is Rob J, a.k.a. The Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mezzarino.
Was crack-lacking, my dudes. It's your homie, Wyatt Star Holmes. What's good, fam squad? It's Lit Bay here at the Booze Hound Studios.
Just ignore that. Welcome back to another episode of Booze with the Hound. We are... What?
You keep fucking with my wire. Oh. It's throwing me off.
Sorry. There's a beef going on between me and Wyatt. We rearranged the seating schedule here at the Booze Hound Studios. So now he's across from me, and his wire is crossing right next to my dick.
And he likes to mess with me. But every and now
I
and
need
then,
a lot of room for that shit.
It cuts out, so it sounds like this.
And Wyatt keeps crying about it, so I was like, okay, let me go tie my dick to my ankle real quick.
It's like a bow and arrow.
Yeah. So we're good now. I thought we were, but apparently not. Anyways, welcome back. We're back with another episode. Here we are. What's good? What's hood? What's...
Bay Fam Lit Squad.
Jesus, I guess. We just finished up with recording episode of Elbow Deep. Real Elbow Deep. So if you want to get elbow deep in some shit, go ahead and check that episode out. Otherwise, sit your ass down. Get ready for an episode because we got some shit for you today.
We're going to predict everything you know.
We're going to predict everything you know.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, how you doing?
Fuck, man.
What does that mean?
I don't want to be an adult anymore.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, dude. This
fucking sucks.
I haven't wanted to be an adult until I had to pay taxes, dude. Or since I had to pay taxes.
It's bullshit.
Bitch, dude. Yeah. Government comes, ransacks your asshole. It's not fun. It's not fun. So is that how your week's been?
Yeah, I took all my finals, totally bombed one of them.
I bet you bombed all of them.
I
know you bombed all of them for sure.
No, we bombed Hiroshima.
Whoa, this isn't that kind of show, dude.
My bad. I thought we were still.
You gotta keep it PC, man.
On the alt-right hour.
You gotta keep it PC for those. Weight privileged people, the pronoun people, all the people, language people, the Jesus Christ people that I know tune into these episodes, we got to keep it clean for them.
Okay.
All right.
Just want you to know how hard I was holding back on saying a lot of shit right there.
Why are you holding back, dude? Don't fucking hold back.
Jesus Christ isn't real. Jesus Christ was a gay black man. He had orgies with young boys.
Jeez. Are you talking about Jesus?
Yeah. Wow. Why do you think priests touch little boys nowadays?
Following the model.
There you go.
There you go. Now you know our stance on religion. What do you think? Please write us an email at boozehoundcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about religion and if you think Jesus Christ was a gay man who was also black. What do you think? All right, moving on.
How was your week, motherfucker?
My week was fucking awful. I got my foot stuck in a hole when I was leaving my house in the morning, so I was late to work, and then a gopher bit my toe.
Oh, wow, Robert, that sounds like it sucks really bad.
No, my week's been good.
That's good.
Apart from fishtailing in my car the other day,
yeah,
which I almost died, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Give you a little background on that story, on Thursday, it was raining in Fresno when I was leaving work quite a fucking bit. It was coming down.
God was just fucking nutting over everything in the
Central
Valley.
It was like God and all of his friends. It was like a bukkake. It was coming down so fucking
They were playing Soggy hard. Biscuit, and Fresno was the fucking biscuit.
Yeah, it was bad. So when I was leaving Fresno, the freeway was fucking flooded. everybody was going like 35, 40 miles an hour. So it took me a while. And a few miles down the road, getting into Fowler and all that bullshit, started getting a little lighter, but then it just, it was bad. And I thought to myself, this is when I'm going to fucking die and spin off the road into a fiery crash. But I made it through. And then I get closer to Visalia, which is where I live. It's nice. It's a little cloudy, but you can see the sun. There's no rain. The road's a little wet. And I'm about to pull off on the Visalia exit. I'm driving next to this trailer, and I hit, like, this puddle of water, and my car starts fucking fishtailing. I thought I was going to die. I tried to regain control, and I did. And luckily nothing happened, but that was fucking scary.
You know who it was?
Black Jesus Gay Christ.
That's exactly who it was.
Yep.
He whipped out his dick, busted a fat nut on the road so he can gain traction.
Try to take me out. Not today, Jesus.
Not today.
Not today.
He ain't touching my booty hole.
Uh-uh. Yeah, so it's been good. Another thing that happened the other day. So, as you know, I have a kid. I like to experiment with my kid, doing different things, seeing how he reacts to them. So the other day, we were hanging out. He took a nap. When he woke up from his nap, I decided that we were in his room. Let me set up the picture. We're in his room. He got it from his nap. We're playing with his toys.
This doesn't sound like it's going to a good place.
And then I decided that I was going to die. So I died.
Okay. I like this. This sounds like fun.
I had a heart attack right on the floor, right in front of him. And, you know, like a good son would, I thought he was going to call 911. I thought he was going to call. His mom wasn't there, so it was just me and him. I want to see how he was going to react. I want to see where his head was at this point in his life. And when I first passed out and died, after I first had a heart attack, he kind of... just came up to me, poked me a little bit, was moving me. He was trying to say a few things. He still doesn't speak English, but he was speaking some kind of language.
Papa.
And he got close to my face, started poking me and shit. So at this point, I had my eyes kind of cracked open, and I could see what was going on. And in my head, I was like, all right, man, this guy's going to start doing CPR on me right now. He's going to call the fire department. They're going to come right over. He's gonna go into my pocket, get my phone, call 911. But he pokes me for a little bit, and then he just walks over to his closet and he starts taking out all his clothes, because we have a shelf that all his clothes are on, and he's always dying to rip into all his clothes. And he saw this as an opportunity to rip all the clothes because daddy was dead. And he takes all his clothes out. He starts taking all of his shoes out and throwing them all over the floor. And then what made it worse was that he started getting his clothes and piling them on my face. So he,
damn, daddy, your breasts are dinked when you're dead.
Yeah, so he really wanted me dead. So then he comes back. I can still see him through my eyes because they're cracked. And luckily, I had one eye that was not covered by all of his clothes, so I could still see what was going on. And then he's looking really intensely at me. I could see he's like focused. He's stopped. He completely stopped. And he's looking just super intense. His face is getting red. And then I can hear him pushing. And I thought to myself, this guy is taking a shit in the middle of my rescue. Like, what is he doing? Right? After this, he sits by his books and starts flipping through pages, not bothered whatsoever by his dead dad right in front of him. He's just continuing with his life. Then it starts smelling like shit, so I had to come back to life and I had to change the diaper. So he didn't save me at all. He wasn't concerned with his father's death. And his shit smells so bad now. Like, really fucking bad, because he's just eating solids now. So now when he shits, it smells bad. It smells like I shit in his diaper for him, and I'm changing it.
What about your gardener?
No, fuck you. It's just like a shit pack diaper. It smells like my shit, and you know, despite popular belief that my shit smells like roses, it does not. My shit doesn't smell like flowers and pumpkin spice lattes. It smells terrible. It smells like, you know, advanced decomposition on like a dead body. So if you want to know what I'm dealing with, that's what's going on. So that's what my son's shitting like nowadays. So that's what's been going on in my life. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Happy for you.
There's a lot of different things that go on when you become a parent. It's crazy. They might not be apparent to you, but it's apparent once you become a parent, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. You got anything else you want to announce? Anything,
no, I'm good. Can't follow that up.
Okay.
Except the only thought I had is when you said your shit smells like advanced decomposition on a dead body. All I could think of Rob is having an abortion and let the baby rot in his stomach and then shitting it out.
That's basically what it is. I have an aborted food baby in my stomach that just is dead. He's getting processed in my stomach, broken down, and he comes out of my asshole, and it's not a pretty smell. It smells like a fucking funeral home before they put the embalming fluid in these people.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Sounds bad. All right, guys, so let's jump right in.
What are we drinking today, boys?
So this week, again, we did not go to our favorite spot. Well, I shouldn't say we because White's been. I'm going to start saying I.
Yeah.
I did not go to our favorite spot.
Total Wine.
No. Instead, I went to Save More. Wyatt actually went with me. Earlier, we got some pizzas. We got some Hawaiian pizzas. If you don't like Hawaiian pizza, you can go fuck yourself because it's delicious.
Little bitch.
And we actually tried a Detroit-style pizza. It had fully automatic pistols and AR-15s in there.
Yeah, I caught some bullets.
There was some clips in there. It was beautiful. The topping on there, the garnish, it was empty shell casings. And a little bit of cheese and some bread. It was delicious.
I couldn't ask for anything better.
No, so we got this Detroit-style pizza. It's actually pretty good.
I was impressed with it.
It, when Wyatt took it out of the freezer, it weighed like 0.5 pounds.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a casserole. You expect it to be like fucking hefty. This thing, I could fucking throw it across the store as a fucking frisbee.
Yeah, we were expecting it to be a lot heavier than it was, but it turned out to be good. It was like a pulled pork barbecue pizza.
It was really good. Really bready. Good consistency of crust. Fluffy. Yeah, I think they can go a little harder on the toppings. Other than that, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, it was a good pizza. I enjoyed it. I didn't think I was going to, but it was good.
Even we're pulling out of the store, I thought I got into the wrong fucking car.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
I thought I was going to get fucking jumped.
You should have seen this guy's face. I was facing the driver's side window, so away from the passenger side. And this guy got in. He was like, oh, fuck. And then he realized it was me, and he was like, oh, shit.
Because every time I check out of the store, I don't check out with Rob because he's buying fucking beer, and they'll card both of you. So I check out separate, and I always beat him out there because he has to get carded. So I wasn't expecting him to be out there, and he's fucking sitting out there, staring longingly at the window, blasting some Adele.
I was in my feelings pretty hard.
Never mind, I like no one like you. Oh, shit. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, so while we were there, picked up this beer, and Wyatt actually pointed it out. I've seen it before. I was always curious to see what it tastes like, but I didn't want to buy it just to buy it, so I said, fuck it. Wyatt was like, why don't you try that one? And I said, fuck it. Why not try it on the show and get my reaction recorded? So this is, what's the brewing company here? Let me find it. I can't read, as you guys know from the last episode, so Wyatt's taking it upon himself to... So it's 21st Amendment Brewing, or yeah. Brewery. So this looks very American. So this beer is called Hell or High Watermelon, and this is a wheat beer brewed with watermelons. And this is a seasonal release. And the can is pretty interesting. It's got some graphic art on there. It is the Statue of Liberty with their big old tits busting. No, there's no tits in there. She's actually sitting on the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's like a kind of cartoony, comic booky illustration here with a nice, I don't know what you would call that color. What would you call that color?
Like teal.
Like a teal,
color of Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it's the color of the Statue of Liberty throughout the can. There's clouds, there's the Golden Gate Bridge, there's some hills, and she's got her feet dipped in the water, getting all those calluses nibbled off by the sharks, getting taken care of her bunions.
Mm.
So, your ears did not deceive you. This is a watermelon wheat beer, which sounds pretty interesting. Like I said, I wouldn't have bought this just to try it, but today we didn't have a lot of options, so I was like, fuck it.
Dude, she's grasping some big old melons.
Oh, she is. She's got her hands on her melons. There's like a
little fairy
boat carrying some melons, and she's got her hands right up that shit, man.
She's squeezing them hard.
Damn.
Nice melons.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you, Statue of Lib. So, without further ado, let's see what this beer do.
This company is actually local to California.
It is. Where's it from?
San Leonardo.
San Leonardo. Not Leonardo, you fucking... Come on, dude.
San Leandro.
No.
San Leandro.
Where?
Back of the can, top right, where it says all the shit where... Top right. Turn it sideways. As if you're trying to read the label. But
San Leandro.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said San Leonardo.
Put it in your fucking mouth. Let's go.
Anyways. All right. So let me crack. Sorry. I've been drinking a little bit. Let me crack this brew and see what the fuck it's all about. So
give him a good crack of Rooski.
Oh yeah, let's pour it right into the booze hound glass. Yeah.
What do you think is worse? Milk and ice or beer and ice?
Beer and ice.
Why?
Because milk and ice, it's not as bad, because if you have like, I don't know, caramel macchiato, there's obviously dairy in it.
That's true.
Then the ice melts down and it's just kind of watered down.
That was a fucking fat head.
With a beer, it's going to completely change the flavor of the beer.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't want a fucking beer that's all watered down. If it's a craft beer, or, I mean, if you get Bud Light, it's basically watered down already, so it's not going to make much of a difference. The only beer I recommend drinking with ice is Bud Light.
Why?
Because it's already watered down.
It doesn't really affect
it. It's not going to... If you're already buying Bud Light, you're already pussy. So you might as well just pussy it up a little bit more and put some ice in there just to keep your non-alcoholic drink a little colder. So let's get into this beer. Initial appearance, it is a extremely light beer. It's very clear. It doesn't have any type of particles floating around. There's no cloudiness or haziness to it. The head, like Wyatt said, was pretty impressive. I pulled my pants down the other day. He said the same thing. So it's good to see him observing pretty well. the head on this is pretty much gone now. But it looks like a basic lager. A very clear, yellowy, apple juicy piss flavor or piss appearance. Not much to it. Let me give this a old whiff through here and see what it smells like. That was not me, by the way. Bitch, can you stop? We should put that sound effect on there, like a dog sniffing. I'm gonna do that now. Yeah, it does not. It doesn't smell strong at all. I honestly cannot detect any watermelon flavor.
Watermelon.
What do you think? Why he's taking a sniff out of it? Dipping his nose basically in it. Don't fucking dip your nose in it. I gotta drink it.
No, it smells just like a beer.
Yeah, it smells like a
plain beer.
Yeah, like a Budweiser or something. It smells like a regular beer. So, I don't know how strong this watermelon flavor is going to be, but we're about to find out because I'm about to take an old
Zipperoni.
Jesus. Zipperoni, guys. You can thank Wyatt for fucking that beautiful harmony up. So, let's see.
You're welcome.
You're a fucking idiot, dude. Oh no. Why is it? Why? I always just spill beer all over myself.
I was making this.
Wyatt made me laugh right now. And I blew a bunch of beer all over my fucking shorts and my face. Talking about blow a load early in the show. Jesus.
Oh, shit.
No, I gotta take a fucking shower, man. Thanks, man. I got a kid's birthday party I gotta go to later. Thank you.
Just show up late and you'll fit right in.
Yeah, I'm gonna show up smelling like fucking watermelon alcohol. Like, were you drinking and eating fucking Jolly Ranchers?
Oh,
what
shit.
What's wrong with you? It's 3 p.m, man. All right.
Oh, fuck me.
So let me try this again. You can taste a hint of, I wouldn't say watermelon flavor, but it is like a
Melon.
Yeah, you know, have you had watermelon, like water?
Yes.
It tastes like that, but really watered down. It's not very powerful.
Nothing there.
Yeah. It's a very subtle flavor, but it does, no, you know, I'm going to take that back. It does taste like watermelon. It just tastes like really watered down watermelon. So this is a watermelon. It tastes like a beer. There's no doubt about that. But it's really light. It doesn't sit on your palate for very long. There's no aftertaste. Maybe a little watermelon sizzle left behind, but overall very light beer, easy to drink, I would say. The flavor not particularly interesting to me, honestly. Would not buy this beer again.
Really?
So yeah.
So you ready for this review?
Nah, I already did the review.
I mean,
fucking idiot.
Scale test.
What are we fishing?
What?
Are we fishing?
1 to 10.
Okay, yeah. Rating. It's not called a scale test.
It's on the scale, is it not?
It's on a scale, isn't it? Jesus.
What'd your mom sound like last night?
On air?
On.
Okay, we'll see. Let's go. All right. Come on, just wait.
Just wait. You'll see.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
Hold on. Scale test first, bitch.
All right, let's see.
So from 1 to 10, watermelon melons. Watermelon melons.
Watermelon melons?
Yes.
You're falling off, dude. I thought I had the right guy for this fucking job.
You say that every fucking week.
No, it's been getting worse every
and
week.
Every fucking week.
It's been getting worse.
Fine, bitch boy. From 1 to 10, what's that bitch's name?
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty pussy melons. How many? Statue of Liberty pussy melons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How do you fart on command like that? Dude, you're like a living cartoon. Like, I don't even know if you're real right now. You're disgusting. I think you're a figment of my imagination.
It's all the legal, legal shrooms from Colorado.
God damn, dude. Like, are you real? You're just like a fucking...
Touch me.
No.
Touch me.
No.
Touch me.
That fake ass fucking...
Touch me.
Get out of here. All right. I'm going to give this one... I'm going to give this beer 3.5 watermelon.
Fucking wrong.
Pussies. Wait, what was it?
Lady Liberty pussy watermelons.
Lady Liberty pussy watermelons. 3.5 of those bitches.
Hmm.
Because it was okay. Not great. It's okay. So that's the review, ladies and gents. If you liked it, please leave a comment down below. If you didn't like it, please go fuck yourself.
I actually tried this beer in Mexico.
No, you just tried it right now. I saw you take a sip of it. Stop bullshitting.
We're in Mexico.
No. He reached over the table, grabbed the glass, and he took a sip. Stop being a fake
in Mexico
bitch on this podcast.
It doesn't even taste like a beer.
The FBI is not following you. They're not gang stalking you. Relax.
Stop. You don't even know what's been going on.
Yeah. You got an implant in your ass. It just keeps beeping.
No, it's the fart noises you keep hearing.
Yeah.
I've hijacked it. I can control it now.
No. This man's full of shit. He just took a drink of my beer right now.
Yeah, but we're in Mexico, so it's
no,
okay.
We're not in Mexico because I'm fucking Mexican. Every time you're in my house, we're in Mexico. That's fucked up, dude. All right, come on. What were you saying about it? It doesn't even taste like a beer.
It doesn't taste like a beer. It tastes like if you got sparkling water that's watermelon flavored.
It tastes like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about because you drink 5 beers and you throw up all over people's backyards and shit. So don't take this man's opinion.
There's a lot more than 5 beers.
It's a lot more than 5 beers.
And we were in Mexico.
And we were in Jason's backyard.
In Mexico.
No. Jason is, he's 100% American Asian.
Yeah, but he was in Mexico.
No. You threw up all over the fucking yard in America. You threw up on American soil.
America, that's also part of Mexico.
Jesus. All right. Let's go, you drunk piece of shit. You ready for this?
Yeah.
What else were we going to talk about? What was the other topic that I said that we're going to bring up?
I'm fucking gone already. That was a long time ago. Oh,
God. I thought I was drinking, not you.
I'm not.
I gotta go to a kid's birthday party, dude. I'm fucking gone already. It's 3:30. Jesus.
But Jesus.
Sorry, kids.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. There was something that...
you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, and you're like, hum-hum. Oh, the pranks.
Yeah.
Remember I tied all your shit up? And then you got mad?
I didn't get mad, fuck you.
You got all sad and shit, you started crying?
Yeah, I did.
Anyways, all right, guys, so for this week, as you can see from the title that you've already read, this week's episode is going to be...
On butt sex.
That title's really misleading. No, it's going to be on telepathy and psychics.
Sex.
Jesus Christ, dude. All right, guys. So this week we got a juicy story. No, it's not a story. It's just a juicy topic for you guys.
Juice, juice.
Very juicy. And as you know, like I said before, by the title, you know what it is already. So this week... We are going to be talking about telepathy and...
How it's super fucking fake.
Psychics. So, let's just jump right in. This was a topic that was pitched to us by one of our listeners, and I thought it was pretty interesting. He actually pitched telepathy, and then I kind of threw in psychics just because it's kind of in the same realm.
And then I thought to myself, what kind of fucking idiots do we have listening to this? Just kidding.
No, it's interesting. I've always been interested in this kind of shit. You know, just from the research that we did, the videos that we watched, there were like the psychic videos that we watched. A lot of those were based on like energy and vibes. My
symbols.
And I mean, we'll get into some of the other shit, but the big thing that stood out to me was just energy, like people's energy. I 100% believe in that. I'm not a religious guy. I don't believe in Jesus Christ and all that story. If you don't like it, then fuck you. Don't listen to this podcast. But that's the truth. I don't believe in that shit. I believe that there is a higher power. And I also believe that we're not the only ones in this universe because it is so vast and
dead ass.
So vast, so huge, like Wyatt's ass. It's fucking infinite.
It's a like a black hole.
Black hole. You could fit anything in there. You know, that being said, I do believe in vibes and energy that people give off. And that's kind of what they go off of. That's kind of the surface of everything. We're going to get into more in depth on the rest of the shit. But, you know, just off the top for the psychics, the people that we researched.
Phonies.
So we researched three psychics. The first one we researched was Sylvia Brown, which was a famous psychic back in the 90s, 80s, and she actually has passed away now.
Being a fake piece of shit.
But there's, obviously you can see, we're going to have another episode where we are battling it out.
With this fake ass shit.
Sure. So Sylvia Brown, she's been on talk shows. She's done like live readings. She's had like the phone readings, all that shit. If you look her up on YouTube, there's a bunch of videos you can see. There's also YouTube videos of her being exposed as being a fake.
Kind of shit.
Wyatt is probably gonna make one of those.
Why. 10 reasons why Sylvia Brown is a raging whore.
She's fucking dead. Anyways, the second psychic we researched was John Edwards. He's a little more recent. Same thing. He goes on the road. He does talk shows. He does live readings. And we'll get into those live readings and how they work if you haven't seen any of these.
He's the most convincing.
He was pretty convincing. I think that's sexist. I think that's just because he's a guy. You feel a little more confidence in him. Because I feel like... the third one was just as convincing. You just thought she was a bitch.
She seemed like a major fucking bitch.
Because she's a woman and she had fucking thick nails and you are sexist. So everybody go ahead and write him some hate mail at elbowdeepcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and tell me he's a sexist and that he doesn't think women are worthy of being alive. So
wow, right.
Go ahead and send him something. His address is... He sent it to us on a text message the other day, so we're gonna exit house. I might post it on the Instagram, so stay tuned. But the third psychic that we interviewed was we didn't interview nobody. We did not interview anybody. I fucked up. But the third psychic is a little more popular. She's had her own TV shows on TLC, a little more mainstream, and that is Teresa Caputo. And she is the Long Island medium.
What a whore.
Can you spit that gum out? I can hear you. Why are you chewing gum? Spit it out.
I didn't think about that.
Jesus. Spit it out.
You keep fucking with that fucking wire.
Spit the fucking gum out, you son of a bitch. Do you not know Radio 101? You don't chew gum on the fucking mic.
I didn't even fucking think about it.
Because you're a fucking idiot, all right?
You want it?
No.
You want it?
You ain't? You want it? No. Why don't you stop being a fucking asshole? All right. So, Teresa Caputo, she is one of the psychics that I personally watched in my lifetime. You know, the other two I did not know about. Until recent, and then, you know, through research and stuff, have gotten to see what they're all about. But Teresa Caputo, she is one that I watched on cable on TLC, and kind of gotten to see how she does everything, which is interesting. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about telepathy just a little bit. What are your thoughts on telepathy? Just to break it down to people, I kind of want to give the rough definition of telepathy. So basically, what telepathy is you can read or sense another person's thoughts and communicate with them mentally and... Well, there's two categories to that. So you can communicate to them mentally, and you can control their thoughts. So that's two parts of telepathy. So two categories. So that's telepathy communication, which is the ability to transmit information from one person's mind to another. And telepathy perception, which is the ability to receive information from another mind. And... this is kind of similar to telekinesis, but there's other, like, telepathy kind of, it's an umbrella of different things. So telekinesis kind of falls under that. And okay. Being a psychic falls under that.
Read the first line of that again.
What?
The definition.
Of the definition? What, a user can read or sense another person's thoughts?
Yes. I do believe that's real.
Okay.
I believe that. If I'm having a conversation with you face to face, I believe I would at some point be able to predict what you're thinking.
Yeah, but that's from
prior knowledge.
No. It's from facial expressions, it's from verbal cues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not telepathy. That's not being able, well, I guess to an extent, but
yeah, but it's because of prior knowledge.
It's using other. No, I'm saying like a person you've never met before.
No, that probably...
Okay, well, that's not the fucking same thing.
How about you shut the fuck up?
How about you fucking do some research, bitch? Stop interrupting me.
Fuck you.
So telepathy, yeah, it's basically an umbrella. So there's other things under it. Like mind reading, visual mind reading, psychic communication, which is one of the main ones that we're going to get into that I thought was particularly interesting. Telepathic speaking and some more advanced levels is binding, which is the ability to restrict the movement of others through your mind. Download, the ability to quickly process, store, and download information through another's mind. Dreamwalking, the ability to enter people's dreams. Emotion manipulation. Knowledge projection, the ability to project knowledge into another's mind. Knowledge replication, which is the ability to replicate the learned knowledge and skills of another. Other things like memory reading, mental hallucinations, mental inducements, mind control, mind image. And a lot of this shit does sound extremely fake.
Fake as fuck.
So one of the more popular people that uses telepathy is
my ass,
Dr. Xavier from the X-Men.
A fake series?
And if, yes. No, that's what I'm saying. Like this one, okay, you can see. Yeah, it is a little. Why are you huffing on your dick?
Cause man, that part. Stung.
They burned your dick off or something?
Just about.
Jeez. Keep that to yourself, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Dr. X, I think they call him. I'm not too up to speed on the X-Men. I've seen like two movies. Crucify me if you want.
You know what they call me?
Dr. Micro. X. No, Dr. Micro. That's what they call you. You wheel around with a fucking magnifying glass and a microscope attached to your wheelchair. Just in case anybody wants to see your dick. You're like, all right, here it is.
Yeah, your mom was looking at it.
Yeah, she has a hard time. And she wears
like
glasses.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
But she loves it.
She loves looking at it. She's like, I wish I could touch it, but it's not there.
Nice. That's your problem. Good one.
That's your problem.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So that was what telepathy was, basically. One of the categories in telepathy was psychic, which is more realistic because there are a lot of people who claim that they're psychics, and famous people like this that we've researched that get crowds and crowds of people to come to them to get read because they have a family member who's deceased. They want to communicate with them because these psychics, there are two out of the three, which is Teresa and what was the other guy's name?
John.
Which is Teresa and John. They both are able to communicate with the afterlife. And they would be technically considered mediums. Edward, I don't think he puts it out there like he's a medium.
John Edwards.
Yeah, Edwards does not do that. But Teresa, she's the Long Island medium. So that's in her title. So she strictly communicates with the dead. On the other hand, Sylvia Brown, she, on past videos, she is talking to, like, you know, say somebody calls in. They're like, I'm in this situation, blah, blah, blah. How's it going to play out? And she basically gives them a breakdown. She's like, oh, you're going to do this and you're going to work on this. And,
you know, she's exposed fake. Pretty bad.
You didn't see those videos.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you see?
The TMZ part where they're like, the reason you didn't find your boyfriend after he died is because he's in water. Actually, no, he was in 9/11.
Yeah, that was one clip. Anyways,
pretty bad.
Anyways, all right. So if you can't tell by now, me and Wyatt are on the opposite ends of these spectrums here. Wyatt thinks this is complete bullshit.
It is.
I think it's bullshit to an extent. I think some of it can possibly be real, based on my beliefs of energy and of people leaving energy behind in the afterlife.
You sound like a fucking hippie.
Really, motherfucker? You sound like a fucking dry piece of shit because you think there's nothing after this?
Nah.
All right.
I think you're done.
I kind of think that too.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of belief that it's not.
I mean, sure fucking hope there's something else that's going to suck, but.
Yeah, so anyways, that's where we're at. That's our stance. We're beefing it out right now. I beat the shit out of him earlier. His mouth's bleeding. And he shit his pants.
Felt good. Yeah, changed
so
me like.
Why don't partner. You tell us a little bit more of what you think on all this shit, on all these topics? You've seen the videos. We've done the research. You've seen the fake exposures of these people. What do you think? What do you think?
It's obviously fake.
Why?
Especially when they go and do talk shows.
Okay.
Like the Edwards guy. I feel almost certain he has people planted.
So that's, why don't you explain to the people what these talk shows consist of, how it's set up.
It's like
what goes on,
it's
how they start.
It's a small room of like 35, 40 people sitting, you know, watching the show. And this guy will, you know, come in and then he'll pick people out of the show. He'll say somebody with a brain aneurysm, a brain tumor, you know, something to do with the brain. And somebody like, oh, that's me. So he'll, you know, he'll pick on them and he'll start like going through the incident of stuff that happened. And some of those people were answering way too fucking quick to be comprehending everything that's happened in the past 20 years in their life.
Yeah, I agree with that, but.
He'd be like, Jay, do you know anybody who starts with J? Oh, my dog, Judy from 35 years ago? Yeah, I remember her.
Okay, dog. Was it a water dog? Was it a Labrador? Did it like to be in water? Oh, yeah, she was a Labrador. She loved water. Your husband, Kenneth, he died in water. All right,
there was nothing about any dogs.
You get what I'm saying, though.
No, I do, but in their defense, if you lose somebody, you're going to remember who it is.
You're going to have all this information on deck. You're going to have their birthday, the last thing that happened, everything they said to you, if they were sick beforehand. You're going to have your brother's birthday, your brother's death day. You're going to have everything.
Your brother and sister's birthday, yes, you're going to have that. Your parents' birthday, yes, you're going to have that.
If you ask me,
yes,
there's going to be like a little bit of time in between, like, no. Okay, it's, yeah. Yeah, okay. When's Tony's birthday?
Tony's birthday is March 13th, 1992.
When's Steph's birthday?
Steph's birthday is August 16th.
See, you paused.
1993. What?
You paused.
Some of those people did too.
What? No. A lot of those people were fucking like on the dot. Like John wouldn't even finish the sentence. Okay, and they'd be like, yeah.
There's editing involved in this. You really don't think that they don't edit some of the gaps in between what they say?
It doesn't seem edited. Some parts do seem edited, but when they're talking like that and they're going back and forth between a single person and
him. Yeah, but it's cutting from her to him to her to him. That's editing right there. How do you know that for her answers from the beginning isn't edited? Obviously, they have a time gap to fill these shows in.
It doesn't sound edited. I don't see here any clipping or anything like that.
It does. That's good editing. That's good. You're not supposed to fucking hear any clipping and shitty editing.
I think they're answering too fucking fast. And if you ask them multiple questions, they're able to say everything all at the same time.
Okay, but I'm saying these significant life events, they're big where they lost people.
Yes.
You remember those. Those are burned into your mind for life. But so you're going to know details of all that shit.
That combined with everything else that they were asking him is too much information to have on deck.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
What was too much? What?
Like the girl, the one girl who was wearing like that teal shirt, and I think it was John who's reading her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, was it like the great aunt killed somebody?
Yeah.
Like she had fucking everything. Or no, the pastry lady who made the pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad, like she fucking had like answers before he even asked a question.
No.
Yes.
She did not have answers before he asked the question. Yes. No.
Basically.
No.
It was close enough to
No, it was not.
Yes.
She was quick to answer.
Too quick.
She was an old lady. She knows all this shit.
Too quick. Yeah. No. When you get older, you start forgetting shit.
No, but you remember the fucking significant parts of your life. What, she thinks she's going to forget that she's a fucking pastry chef? No.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
No.
That's not what I'm fucking saying.
Okay, but it's not even that they're quick, because they're like, okay, do you know a person with this letter name? Blah, blah, blah. And then there was people who were like, no. And they're like,
yeah,
okay,
but then he would cut it short and he'd move on to somebody else.
No, that was the other lady. This guy, he was like, all right, well, what about this? This is jumping out of my mind, blah, blah, blah. And then those people would be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so.
Yeah, because it's all scripted.
Okay.
It's all scripted. All
right.
And if they forget... headphones.
Fuck off.
If they forget the script, he'll jump over somebody else, or he'll try to jump into something else and try to bring the script back on track.
Okay. So it's all scripted?
It's all scripted, yeah.
Alright.
And I don't even think it's like when you get there to the shows that they pull some people out. I think John knows these people. God, those fucking headphones. I think John knows these people and has them sign up for the shows that he's on beforehand. So the show, the producing company of the show has nothing to do with it. It's all John or any of the medium's ideas to plant those people in the show that they're on.
I disagree.
That's fair. You can have your own beliefs, even if they're wrong.
I think you're fucking wrong, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Just getting into some of the distinguishing factors between some of these psychics. So Sylvia Brown, she was really just covering what was going to happen in the future. So for people, whoever, whatever called in, there was a guy who called in who was in college. He didn't have a job. He wanted to know if he was going to get a job and basically how long it was going to take. And she said, I see you. Like this lady kind of seemed a little fake, because this guy was like, "I'm this and that, blah blah blah," and without hesitation, she was like, "Okay, I see you doing work, lifting heavy objects, and
I could probably do what she does right now."
Yeah, you probably. Well, I mean, that's not what she's doing. People are basically asking her to predict the future.
Yeah,
and
she just makes some shit up.
Whether or not that happened, we don't know about it. You know, she's on these talk shows, and it's like, hey, what's gonna happen? Well, next year.
The best part about it is when they call and they only give their first name.
Uh huh.
So you can't go back and try to find it.
Yeah, right. So you don't know.
So if you had like a Mark Zuckerman, all you'd say, "Hi, my name's Mark."
No. Zuckerman?
You know what I'm fucking saying. Mm-mm. No, when they said, "Caller, what's your name?" Mark.
Yeah, who's Mark Zuckerman?
Just a random person is what I'm trying to say.
No. I think you're trying to say Mark Zuckerberg, and he was like, "What's going to happen in my future?" And you'd be like, "You're going to bet Facebook."
You're a lizard man. I can sense it.
Anyways, go on.
But I'm saying that they only gave the first names. They never gave first and last. So you can't actually find who these people are or narrow it down. You can narrow it down to all the marks in America.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is that what she's doing is a lot easier to get away with.
Yeah, but she still failed, but yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, like you said, you can do it, I could do it.
Yeah.
Somebody calls and you're really like, yeah, you're going to fuck a dog in 3 years. And then you're going to be on Snapchat. And you say this in the 90s. If you said that in the 90s, that would blow my mind. If you said you're going to fuck a dog.
Your granddaughter's going to have sex with a dog and post it on Snapchat. She's going to be going to Central High School.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's just really interesting that whether it's fake or not, I don't know. I don't know if it is. You think it is. I'm more optimistic, I think, that it could be. I don't know. Who knows? The thing that kind of off puts me a little bit is the, like Teresa, when she is going around the crowd and going to people, she's like, "I'm seeing this." And she has like specific signs that the dead, I'm doing air quotes right now, dead give her.
Yeah.
Which one of the first things she put out there was, does anybody have a relative who was deceased and they had something wrong with their legs? And she was like, anybody? And you? And some lady like kind of raised her hand she was a little hesitant, and
she skipped her.
Yeah, because she was like,
if you don't sense it, if you can't comprehend it right away, I move right on to the next soul.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I don't, nothing was wrong with his legs. She was like, all right. And she moved on. And she was like, there's so many souls that are trying to talk at the same time, so I just got to keep going. And so she was saying, and then she went back to the legs, and she was saying that she was like, the sign of them
having
something to do with the legs. Injuries,
it means they were like jumping up and down the spiritual world.
Yeah, that they're jumping up and down. And then she talks about spirits stepping forward before other spirits. And it's just like she's doing this like in front of a live audience. So it's like the thing with me that I think it's like, how is she seeing this like in her mind? Like,
well, I don't know.
I
don't know if you're here for this, but at least John did an interview where he was like, how do you see it? And it's kind of like having a daydream, but also comprehending what somebody's telling you at the same time. That's what he said.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, if you're a fucking idiot. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're really going hard this week, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. I can't say that it's real, and I can't say that it's fake.
I think they're all phonies. I think some are better than others at doing their performance. Shoot, we can find a psychic down the road from us. You know what I mean?
That's true. But with the phonies, I do know that some people, whatever, they get your name ahead of time and research you and your family. I mean, it's not hard. It's not hard to do now, especially nowadays.
Well, so give them your fake name.
It's not hard to do.
Give them a fake name.
That's true.
Or give them a shortened version of your name.
Like, your Wyatt, your penis is extremely small. You've been having some problems with your girlfriend.
Fuck.
She's going to leave you for a BBW and a BBC.
Like, damn. Maybe this shit is real.
I don't know. What else? What other thoughts do you have about this?
Okay. I want to defend myself.
Okay.
For you calling me sexist for not, for calling Teresa a bitch.
All right.
Because she was a bitch.
How?
She was like going on about, like how, like she was right about something. And she's like, this is why people write books about me.
She wasn't saying that she was right about something. She was just saying that she was good at what she does.
Yeah, I'm good. This is why people write books about me.
Yeah, and that's why. That's why she has a show.
Yeah, it was fucking snotty as shit.
And that's why she's a bitch. If you're good at something and you know you're good.
Not only that, but when she's like trying to, like the leg thing you mentioned earlier, like anything wrong with your legs, anything wrong with your legs. And then he's like, yeah, kind of. And she's like, all right, nope, next one. I'm moving on. It's because she has to keep going. She has to keep moving throughout the crowd. So she can't let what she says sink in.
Yeah.
She just seems like an ass.
It's true. All right, so we're done with this. I defended them, but now just speaking away, like apart from me defending them, my actual beliefs and shit that I've seen. Yeah, there's been videos of them being exposed by people. And Teresa is one of the ones who was exposed.
I believe it.
And there's same videos of her fucking up. And people do say that she's a bitch.
My boyfriend died 9/11.
That one was funny.
We watched a TMZ video on, what was her name?
Sylvia Brown.
They're all talking, like cracking jokes about how she died and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was fucked up, but it was pretty funny.
They were just saying, like, she was a psychic, but she couldn't predict her own death.
Yeah.
She had, like, a stroke or something.
And she had a stroke, and then she croaked.
Yeah, they were being pretty...
pretty fucked about it. Like, name one good thing Sylvia has done. Dead silence. And they all started laughing.
Yeah, so...
I can name one good thing Sylvia has done. What? Given, all these people have given people closure.
Yeah, but if they're actors, how is that closure?
If you know, assuming that they're not, assuming that they're not,
right?
You know, Teresa was going through, and somebody raised her hand that wasn't an actor, and when she couldn't fucking comprehend fast enough because it's not a script, she jumped onto somebody else. But she went back to the lady and did her best, gave her closure.
I think a lot of these things are. You can take context clues and kind of feel your way around it. Because a lot of these people, they're like, I'm seeing a name with an R.
They give like, really broad information.
And it's like, how many people in your family have a name with an R? And it's like, boom. And you can think of somebody and it's like, oh, did they die? And it's like, oh, yeah, my great uncle fucking Ron.
My brother's ex-girlfriend's mom's dad, brother's.
Yeah. So, I mean, there were some that were like that. It was, like, really extended family.
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes it, like, you can justify shit. But then there's like, specific details that they give that does make it seem believable.
Like, which one? Like, the pocketbook part?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't keep your mom's purse? If your mom passed away, you wouldn't keep her purse?
Not me.
You would dump all that shit out and throw it away?
No, but I wouldn't have it with me and, like, be going through it and shit.
No.
Maybe my sister, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
Right.
Her mother.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's, like, context clues.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, so that's the kind of, I mean, that's the part that I think it can be, even if it's not actors. If all these people are legit there and they've lost people and there's no script or anything... It's not too hard to...
Just take context clues.
Yeah, take context clues and then go off of that.
I wouldn't be surprised if these people study, like, death and the after effects of death and how people react after death.
Well, yeah, and then probably like facial cues and how people react. Like, you know, I'm sure if there was a specific thing you said and somebody kind of like does something with their eyes or reacts a certain way, you're going to automatically focus on them and then just keep going and keep giving them broad information and just dig it. And then they're going to give you what you need to go off of. You know, they're going to be like, oh, it's my uncle or my mom or so-and-so. And, you know, this happened. And then they're just going to keep digging. And they're like, oh, what about this person and this person? So, like, if they're not actors, I can see how they can be 100% phony. Like, I definitely do see that.
Yeah.
So, real? Not real?
Not real. I'm still going not real. I'll tell you what, though. Out of all of them, I think it might be because John might be the newest, but he was really convincing. He did a really good job.
Yeah. So what if you went to one of these events and they started talking about shit in your family that you have not publicly posted anywhere or talked about? What would you think?
I'd be impressed. I'd be very impressed.
Would you be convinced that it's real? Like, what if they said something and then a family member of yours that has passed and then they say, oh, they want me to tell you this and it's something that you remember from when you were a kid or something that they would tell you all the time or something, like something really specific that they wouldn't have been able to just look up or guess that this person only would tell you. Would you be convinced?
Yeah. If it was me, nothing staged behind it, I just walked up and they did it, I'd be convinced.
And you would think that that's real.
I think that there's something going on out there. I still don't want to say I believe in God or all the spiritual shit's real.
Yeah.
But I'd say there is definitely a higher being out there.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I feel the same way. I mean, I'm not 100% convinced. I'm not saying that they're real. I was just kind of playing the opposite end of it here. I do have my doubts, but...
And just with this, especially with everything being televised now, it's so much easier to fake and a lot harder for somebody to perceive it as real.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I agree. And it could be real, could be fake. Who knows? It's not. I mean, just from watching videos, we can't really tell.
There's not much more evidence we can gain except for actually going to one of these people.
Yeah. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. If you yourself have had a psychic reading or are going to have a psychic reading and you want to share how that went and your thoughts and opinions about psychics, go ahead and write us an email. Write us an email at boozehoundcast@gmail.com or send us a DM at
boozehoundcast on Instagram.
Boozehoundcast on Instagram and let us know what you think. Let us know what you feel. If there's any other topics that you want us to cover, please don't hesitate to let us know. But that's going to be it for this episode. If you are still with us, thank you for being here, for finishing this episode out. And next week, we're going to be back. Well, in 2 weeks, we're going to be back. We'll be back with another juicy topic for you guys, another juicy beer.
Juicy, juicy, wet, wet.
And... thank you. We appreciate you. Follow us on Instagram. Let us know what you want.
Yeah,
so this is Rob J, a.k.a. The Booze Hound, a.k.a. Mezzarino, signing off.
It's your boy Wyatt Pienerstar signing off. Have a good week.
Have a good week. Have a good weekend. And we will hear from you, or you will hear from us next time. Stay boozed.
Peace. When we do lose a lot. Jesus Christ, that was fucking loud.